It is recording.
The March meeting of the Marion County Library Board will come to order. It is 5:02, and all members are present.
All members are present.
Approval of last meeting's minutes.
On the computer. Does everybody have a copy of the minutes? Do they need a copy?
I have a copy.
Do you have a copy?
I do, at least for the 17th. I didn't get one for our special meeting.
The special meeting, I have it. If you need a copy of it, I can also...
Oh, I don't think I have a copy for the special meeting either.
I don't have a special.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Does anybody need it for the February the 17th?
Everybody have February the 17th?
So on the agenda, it says January 12th. Is that just a typo?
Yes.
Okay.
It should be the February 17th.
Okay, on number three. Approval of agenda. It says motion by Danielle to approve the agenda for February 27th, and I think that was a typo.
Yeah, it should be the 17th.
Okay.
And there on the approval of the minutes should read February 17th also instead of January 12th.
Oh, no. The January 12th, we did approve the January 12th ones because we made some corrections to those.
Yes.
We didn't approve them?
We did approve them. That was the correct date.
For the
last meeting.
For the January 12th, yes.
Yes.
But for this meeting, we need to approve the February 17th.
Oh, correct. I think y'all are just talking about two different...
I think so. I'm lost. Sorry.
He's talking about the agenda for...
Thank you.
Yeah, like the ones that we have to plug for today.
Okay.
So...
Danielle, you said you had the special?
Yeah.
Make sure I don't give you that.
I just have the agenda.
Yeah, this doesn't have any of the minutes.
This looks like it's just the agenda, Anita.
This is all we have as of yet for the special meeting.
We don't have that.
We don't have anything else submitted to us yet for...
The minutes?
Well, this...
So I may not have done that. I may not have done the minutes, like a draft minutes.
For the March 7th meeting?
Right.
Okay.
Because I was assuming we'd do those at our regular meeting.
This is our regular meeting.
This is our regular meeting.
See, I'm confused about the...
The third Tuesday. But we're meeting Monday, so tomorrow. It just
means,
yeah.
But I did send the draft minutes for...
For February 17th. That's what I have.
That's what I got.
Yes.
Do you want me to print a copy of these for you?
No, I just looked them real quick.
And then under 8?
But that's the one I was not at.
Right, okay.
I was in the ER.
Yes. Number 8, Treasurer's Report.
Under CD renewal, expiring February 26th, it says to be renewed at highest available rate per policy, no motion required unless significant rate difference. But that actually was no motion required as internal finance policy gives the directions and authority to invest.
Okay. Where is that? Right before old business? Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me again now.
Something about...
Do you need a printed copy of these?
Do you need
no motion required?
Yeah, I need a copy.
Right.
Internal finance
Thank
policy.
You.
Gives treasurer direction.
Member at large is member left out. Okay.
We don't want you to be left out.
Finance policy. gives treasurer directions and authority to invest.
Mm-hmm. And that was why we didn't need a motion.
I have something.
Okay, got it.
Okay. That's all I have.
Since Marcus wasn't there, for the roll call votes, do we need to note that you were absent?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All the roll call votes.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have something that I noticed. You stated on here that on the second page near the middle section under staff reports, mm-hmm. additional notes, you stated that the state survey was completed and submitted.
Uh-huh.
I wish it was. It's not completed.
It's not yet completed.
No,
okay.
It is not completed.
And then, I'm sorry, I forgot this one. Under the vote, it's supposed to be each person and their vote,
mm-hmm.
their name, and then how they voted.
And that's a new thing we just learned, like, where some of us just learned.
Yeah.
I motion to approve the minutes for February 17th, 2026, as corrected.
Second.
One more. I think, Danielle, do you spell your name
J-U-S-T-U-S?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's J-U-S-T-U-S.
Okay.
Probably auto-corrected to justice.
Okay. All right.
We have a motion to have a second. Did you second,
yeah,
Saul?
Yeah.
To approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. We have an addition to the agenda. Per Anita.
Heather is the deputy OEM. That what has gone on is we had the insurance with AACRM come through and do a walkthrough inspection, and there are certain capital assets and
these are two separate.
Oh, two separate. Okay,
yeah.
But there's certain things that she has made some folders and she wanted to go over with you guys if she could have a few minutes every time.
Yeah, the AAC thing that they were just
this separate.
Doing appraisals of all county
yeah.
buildings. So we did a walkthrough. So I've been working with the legislative audit, and the county doesn't have a asset management policy, and that's a problem because then he just has to like go by whatever. So he recommended that we make an asset policy so that he can have something to say, okay, they're following it. So I made you all a copy. The library's tricky because it's not county owned, but there are funds that come to the library through the county. So the only thing I really need is your capital assets, which are for 2025, any single item, $2,500 or more. And we had it raised for 2026, and moving forward, it's gonna be $5,000. So if the funds that come through the county were spent on any capital asset, which is those, then I need that on a list that I can submit to the auditor.
I have a question. So what if we purchased like several new computers, so it totaled more than that, but
it would go on the list.
On the list, mm-hmm. and there is
even though individually they're less.
Correct,
okay.
Because
they call
invoice.
It pilferable items.
Well, okay. The invoice totaling for all the laptops and the computers was $11,000. So if it's
right.
not an individual, the collective items that are on an invoice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's just showing the auditor where the county's money's
yeah.
going.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
He
yeah.
needs a beginning balance and an ending balance for each year.
Yeah.
So we don't have, like, we're working hard across the county to come up with
yeah.
a beginning balance of everything because we haven't had a complete asset list since, like, 2015. Yeah.
And it's already, I've already started it on
okay.
ours to work
yeah.
with her.
Does
to
that
get it
include
completed.
Any of our private funds?
Okay, so in the policy, it distinguishes between capital assets, which I have to report to the auditor, and controlled assets. Mm-hmm. So controlled assets are those things that you're spending money on that you need to be accountable for. And for those, I just need you to sign a paper once a year saying, you know what you've got, you know where it is, there's no discrepancies. And you do whatever you're doing as far as your system goes.
But I have a question, but what she was saying, we have a library that is separate and it does not come out of it. It is only the monies that come, that go into the county and is paid.
So tell me, do you get audited by anybody?
Yes, the state and the Fed.
So you do whatever they tell you to do.
Okay.
Right? You just, whatever they tell you to do is fine.
But yeah, I think it's going to mostly be what comes
through. We live in the catch 22.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So it's just things we're spending money on. It's not like something we're leasing that has a value of over.
Yes, leasing too.
Leasing too. Okay.
They call them SBTAs, subscription-based information technology agreements. So that would probably be what you spend on
our
OverDrive
copy.
Or Libby.
Copy machine.
The OverDrive, and Libby is more of a catalog booking system. It's, mm-hmm. And they want.
Are
that.
You spending more than $25 mm-hmm. or
$5? Oh yes, definitely.
But it's digital.
From county funds.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
List.
Then I will do OverDrive.
Even if it's
and
digital.
And even if it's digital.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking the AED. Device.
Well, the tech. Yes. The I don't think the way that the. The rules for counting have caught up with the technology yet.
Okay.
He asked that we do. I have a whole category.
I have to verify the amount we spent on the AED, but if it was
we
over
have a
25,
subscription.
Yeah, subscription. But the total of that subscription.
I don't think it'll hit the 25.
I don't think it'll hit.
But if the device. Oh, okay. So
I'll verify that. But the copier would be
yes.
One of the things that would hit that mark.
What about any improvements?
Okay, so how are you paying for those? Are they coming out of county funds, or is it another fund that you're making the improvements for? Because my understanding, county doesn't own the building.
Right.
So, I talked to the regional auditor, uh-huh. And he said if it's money coming from the county, it has to go on my capital asset list and be reported that way.
But that's why I asked, because we are not 100% where all the money will come, but we're fixing to have to spend. A pretty good chunk to fix the outsides and the insides.
Okay. Well, grants, if you're doing grants or anything like that, they have their own rules as far as what you have to do.
So we are doing, we did get a grant recently, and we haven't even gotten the funds yet, but the account will be open at the treasurer's office at the county. But it's grant funds that we're spending, so it's not like we have
to. It's coming through the county?
But it is coming through the county, but it's a building improvement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're getting a ADA door for the front door, so
that
it's
will
exciting.
Definitely be. If it's coming through the county,
it's an asset.
Yeah, well, but they'll put it on there, and him say, "Oh, you don't need that; it goes over
okay.
here."
That's okay,
all grants have to be administered through the county if they're.
Yep. Okay. So that will definitely go on there.
So if we do grants for the building maintenance, then it will also. Okay.
I think
okay.
If sure.
you do grants for anything, they're going to go through the
county.
I think it sounds like we should just probably err on the side of caution
and
put
it
on the list.
Okay, I'll put it on the list and then what...
The biggest thing is right now we don't really have a list, so once we have it, it'll just be what you're adding and taking away throughout a calendar year.
Okay.
So once we have it, it'll be easier to
okay, all right.
And what are there new rules for removing assets over?
If you guys, if you'll take one of these,
that'd be great.
Read over it. I can, if you guys want, I can come back and answer any questions, I can come and train. There are some forms. There's some forms in the back of it. There is a process for removing an asset.
I kept a copy.
You have to go
like
through the assessor and get it devalued, and then it can be removed.
TC, can I send you a copy? Because I need to get a copy for me to read up on.
Sure.
Okay. So on the case of, as we discussed with that UV bug sanitizer that may have gone, it came in and went out the door, just a statement saying this has been removed.
I think if you would just
write
a statement of what happened and sign it,
okay.
Be fine. And if more than one can, he'll accept that.
Okay, I think the state's going to have to draw that.
He's being really flexible.
It, look, a lot of this is the paperwork
so
we fill out. Yeah. It's not all rules.
No. There's like three pages that are like, this is what it is. And actually,
yeah.
I think one whole page is just definitions.
Yeah.
So.
After this, when you see a policy
yeah.
that basically says you can't do this,
yeah.
but it took 20 pages to say you can't do this.
Yeah.
You hand me this book and I'm like, oh my.
No, no, no. So I actually rewrote it about 6 times because I couldn't follow it.
So let me print off. I'll get 2 extra copies off of this so we have enough to go around.
Are there any deadlines that we have to have this done by?
So for 2025, I expect him to come asking me for all of that documentation about May or June of this year.
You can have my copy for now.
And so I believe they're caught up. So then about every May, I will need the previous years.
Okay.
So, but I had to put it into a master list, so, and there's a lot of departments in the county, so the sooner the better. Eventually, we're hoping that it will all go through FI, and it can all be maintained in FI, and we don't have to do all this other stuff.
Well, maybe not as bad as it sounds.
No, that's not that bad.
Mm-mm. No,
it's as simple as I could possibly.
Yeah, yeah. Once I looked through the booklet, it was very helpful. So.
And it's half already done. She sent the Excel and.
I included my card if you have any questions.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
Printing that off.
Anything else that needs to be added or subtracted from the agenda? If not, we'll move to public comments.
So I need to get a draft minutes for the special meeting that we just had ASAP, right? Okay. I didn't realize that those were due today or for this, but I'll have.
Well, it's, I mean, because it wasn't that long ago.
It was like
that. It's like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Or 9, yeah.
It was the 7th, I think.
Yeah. So I have a question. The closing the library one Friday in March and one Friday in April, I thought we addressed that at our previous
meeting. It was addressed. We are closing this Friday. And yes.
So I think that can be removed as an item. And then, I can't reach.
I know.
Sorry. Thank you. And then under new business, I think that any new business is like something we've never discussed
before. I don't have another
before.
Folder for that.
So we can just move it to old business. Right?
Which one?
The patron responsibilities. That can just be under old business because it was an item at previous meetings. Yeah.
Okay.
And under new business, add executive session for interviews.
Yes.
All right, it's recording.
So all those are the changes that needed to be made. Now we're ready for public comments, correct? Anyone from the audience have comments they wish to address to us? That's quick. Reports. Friends of the Library report.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, thank you for inviting Friends of the Marion County Library representatives. I'm Helen Frazier, I'm the vice president. The one that really doesn't do anything. And I want to introduce who we have here. Our president, Deborah Meyer. Our secretary is Mary Wentz. Our parliamentarian is Dana Root. And we have a member, James Klein-Davis, with us. And
he's just here.
He's Ellen's husband.
Yeah. Okay. Presently, we have 27 active members and 7 that are presently inactive, but they're not counted in that 27. So we have 4 lifetimes and 5 honoraries. And so far this year, we have had 289 volunteer hours. And so I'm turning it over to our secretary. It's about the minutes. You wanted to know something about the minutes.
I actually shared what I was going to share, so that's okay. I will just also say that right now the library has $4,737.20 that the Friends have raised. They've been, I think, kind of on hold with that money until you get your head librarian in place. So, and it will be at the discretion of the head librarian and the staff, with your approval, what they want to purchase with those funds. I will just mention that I think we have a very positive relationship with the employees here at the library, and so that memorandum of understanding between the Friends and the library is really working out very well, and the staff has just been quite accommodating to allow us to have meetings here, to make copies that we need, to assist any questions that we have, to help with if we have a fundraiser to promote that. And I think they've really actually tapped into the strength of each one of the employees, and that's shown just really sharing their expertise with the entire community and helping the library. As far as volunteer hours, Helen already mentioned that we have 289 so far this year, but last year we had 1,975 for the total year. Wow. So we're working to increase that. And that started off back like 5 years ago, but we had only about 400 hours. So we really increased those hours in our participation with the library. And I do send, as the secretary, I do send the staff the minutes of our meeting and the agenda. So if you have any questions about those, you can contact me. That information is there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our lady that's in charge of the Imagination Library is not here, so our president is going to give you that report.
Just a little bit of information. I have contacted Yelcott for funding with Dolly Parton. We haven't heard back from them yet. The city did do a four-year contract with us, $2,500 a year for 4 years. So that was wonderful, and we're hopeful Yelcott will do that also. We're still waiting on some grants that we've put out. And if any of y'all are interested individually, you'd like to contribute to the Dolly Parton, which that money is used to help with the books that are for the children. So like for $20 a year, you can sponsor a child to get books for that whole year. And that's just something if you're interested in. Some things that we did, and on March the 22nd, the Dolly is going to be at the Ozark Campfire Coffee, and we will have giveaway books for them there. We're also going to be involved in the Easter egg hunt here in town on March the 28th. There'll be a training in Conway for the Imagination Library. And also, our whole Friends group and Imagination will be participating in the library's June and July summer program. So we'll be helping out with that. Turkey Trot and Christmas on the Square. These are things that we've set in motion, and we'll be doing that this year also. It was very successful. So we just ask that y'all get the word out for the Dolly Parton. If you know anybody with children 0 to 5, get them signed up. Also, we are having a pet Carol Jones, is actually a well-known artist locally and beyond, but she has agreed to do a pet portrait that we can use for raffle. And some of her samples of her drawings are over there. But we have that, if y'all would be interested in that. We're going to have a drawing and reception on June 15th for that, to raise some monies for the Dolly Parton. We've got 428 children signed up in Marion County now. for that, and that's a little over half of the children eligible that are signed up. So we're always doing things that we're hopeful that we can find those children, you know, that are not signed up yet. But that's really increased since the Friends of the Library took it over. So it's a great, and again, I would say I appreciate the y'all and the library staff for all that they do for us and work with us. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Deb. Staff report. Everybody have a copy?
I gave you a copy of the monthly stats and reports. On the board meeting staff report under library updates, David Wyatt, the CPA, he was doing the audit for 2023, and we were tracing down the funds that were needed, and they have been submitted. And I am just waiting to see if he's going to need anything retrieved from 2024. The state library survey has been started, and they have changed the end date from the 27th of March to the 24th. But a meeting with a Zoom to wrap that up, and hopefully by the end of this week that will be completed. As stated earlier, Micah Jones with AACRMS did a walkthrough of the building. EBSCO is where we can purchase magazines, and I have been in communication with the Bank of 1889, and they are willing to donate between 500 to 1,000 on magazines. And so just waiting for EBSCO. I submitted more educational, from homeschooling to Mother Earth to DIY to woodworking. And also anything kind of that we felt that was assisting the community, and we veered away from any of the more popular GQ and People magazine. But as soon as I get that feedback from EBSCO, I'll submit it, and then we will start having some magazines in here again. Of course, the March state aid, I got an email in that we have received it for the $10,476. So hopefully it has started back up, and there wasn't, you know, the hiccup was gone. On our purchases, for Amazon Books, we spent $1,298.20. On supplies was $194.10. Shop CPR is the four of us that had to do an online course before Myra Sutherland comes in and does the actual physical training, and that was $101.44. National Crime Search, we did... it was just one new a volunteer for $9. And Workplace Pro, that was for some program supplies that were coming up for the summer reading program. That was $233.39. And we are working at hopefully using some of the money from the Friends of the Library. There was a few more things that were needing to be purchased, and seeing about using that fundage. And then Ingram, it was $322.31. We had homeschooling programs, which they did sign language, and then Lexi worked on space and the moon. We had a lot of people. Wednesday was our regular crafts, and we also this month had our Saturday and Thursday book clubs. On services and renewals, all the line item transfers that were approved of for the last meeting have been processed. And we, as I touched on with the Friends of Library funding, we were going to try to, you know, use some of that. I apologize, I put it down twice. And that is basically all that we have done for... within the library.
Are you needing any extra funds above your $250 a month?
Right now, I think that $250, and I was speaking with Lisa, and to keep that under that, because I know we have used it in our program supplies, but I think it is necessary right now to have set guidelines for them, because sometimes not understanding that your budget needs to carry you through the year, okay, you have this amount that has to fulfill the year. So setting the 250 and is a good, I think, a good cap. And it, even with, if we use the Friends of the Library funding, and it helps them realize that you may see $4,000, but you cannot spend it all on a one event.
So in other words, you don't need more.
No, I think the 250 is a good cap.
Well, any event that would come up that would require more, you can always come to us
and I think that would be great, based on as needed, until there is a head librarian in place that can be that can put that down more harder. Sometimes just educating and showing them is all I can really do at this point.
On the monthly stats, I see 9 volunteers. Is that the total number we have, or just the ones that work this month?
That would be the ones that work this month.
How many do we have total?
We have 25. We started out last year when I got here 6, and now we have 25.
That is fantastic.
Yes, that is fantastic.
Any questions about the staff report?
I do have one thing. I apologize. I put it in a green, and I still didn't call. I spoke with Amanda, the cleaner, and she will not go down on the price. And she says that's what she starts out and then goes up from with all of her business for it to be profitable and benefit of her. So.
Have you done any advertising for somebody to clean?
No, I have not. I was waiting for the minutes to for that approval, and then when they were deciding on wanting the head librarian, so before we spent the money, it's just making sure it's a hardcore, okay, I'm going to go with it, before we spend the money on advertisement.
I think we need to go ahead and do that. Advertise to get somebody in here.
Then I'll reach out to them tomorrow.
Where all are you going to try to advertise it?
I think reach with this, because of the look, this being so limited, is the Daily Harrison and also Baxter and Mountain Echo. I think it would, there may be someone that works there that sees the paper but travels inside. So I think all three.
County sign also.
Yes, of course. Okay.
And our website.
Yes, that will automate between Facebook, our website, and the county sign.
And as far as trying to authorize money, it's going to be whatever it is.
Okay. So. All right, I will make a phone call tomorrow morning.
Did we have anything in the suggestion box?
No, and I'm going to ask, we were getting a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to ask Lexi to just maybe make a Facebook post to remind people that we have a suggestion box, and we really actually do things with the suggestions. So we've done a lot of cool stuff, actually, because of the suggestions. So, yeah. If anyone reads or listens to the minutes, this is a plug for that, too. But I think a Facebook post will be more efficient.
Treasurer's report.
Our beginning balance for February 1st, 2026 was $1,164,371.49. Our total receipts was $3,728.49. Our total disbursements was $18,640.43. And our in balance was $1,149,459.55. And then I just wanted to let y'all know we have a CD that's maturing on March 26th at first service, so there'll be papers for y'all to sign or whatever. And then our finance policy says that once we get over $5,000 in our Arvest money market account, we need to invest that in a CD. We have got and I have to get the bank statement from her tonight, but we've got a little over, I think, 12 grand in there. So I'll be writing a check to open another CD. So I'll need y'all to sign that. And
where do we have CDs all now? Just in First Service?
First Service and Ann Staff.
Ann Staff.
And that's it.
This would be, since this is rollover money, be a good opportunity to put it in one of the other banks if they can get relatively close to the same interest rate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because we had discussed that before.
Yeah, just spreading it out over.
Yes.
I guess a little bit of a hard time I have sometimes is that our finance policy says I'm supposed to invest it in the highest interest rate. And so, but then I hear y'all tell me spread it out over a bunch of banks. So I have to either follow the written policy or follow what y'all say. So it's kind of sometimes.
Well, I think, we could make a motion that supersedes the written policy if we want to spread it out over, other banks in the county, too. Especially if the interest rate difference is, like, negligible. I'm not talking, like...
If it's 2%, no.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's 0.2...
Yeah, yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I think as a show of faith, like I said before, there's employees at every one of the banks that pay taxes and probably either use or know someone that uses the library. Therefore, I think we should support all the different institutions.
And I was also going to let y'all know that I got a list. I didn't know it, but we have a list of banks that we're allowed to invest in. So I got that list this last week, and so that's helpful because... Suzanne's been getting the list, but I haven't gotten a copy of it. So I'll look through that and just see who all's on there. First Service and Ann Staff.
I would be surprised if any of your local bank would not be on the list unless...
I didn't notice any right off the hand that wasn't on there, but I'll just check and make sure.
Are you just thinking of banks that you might not be aware of that could be on the list, or...?
No, I just meant, I'll look over the list and just make sure.
And that can even be a statewide list.
Right.
Does Ann Staff have a location in Marion County?
Yes, Flippin.
We already have a CD with them, though.
I never even pay attention to them.
They're in that pretty building across the street from Walmart.
I guess the only banks we don't have something in would be OZK in 1889.
And please don't invest in 1889.
But they are... Investing in us in the community through.
But their interest rate is 0.75.
Last time I got a phone, so please don't
do that. But I feel like that would be irresponsible on our part.
Well, maybe if we ever need to open another checking account, we could do that there.
Yeah, something like that.
Where it didn't cost us or didn't make us, it was just there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What about OZK, though? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know. And
they're
also,
at 4% right now in a 7-month.
Okay. Oh. And I'd also like to look at the terms because, the old Ann Staff CDs, you don't get paid every quarter. You get paid at maturity. So you're not compounding the interest as you go along.
That's a
and
big
that would
difference.
Cost us last year on our First Service CDs $2,000.
Yeah, that's a big
so
difference.
So it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So I'll look at the rate and terms and all that. So. And then I think y'all all got the emails about the depository board meeting, and I'll be getting all that information copied tonight to give to the judge and the treasurer.
That's 26th?
Mm-hmm.
I went down and talked to Susie the other day and about our monies and where they are. She has no clue. We need to go. Somebody needs to go to that meeting and find out what pot our money is in, or how many pots our money is in. I was confused when I walked out. I was confused when I walked in.
Well, that's why tonight I'll be getting copies of everything to give to the depository board, so that way they can see where all of our money is at.
Okay.
So our private stuff.
Do we need representative there that night at the board meeting? What would you think?
I mean, I think that would be nice. She said it's mostly going to be just getting the ball rolling on, what their job is to begin with, because she said nobody's met, like
21, I think.
Yeah, so they're just getting in there and just looking to see what everybody has is basically all it is. So,
well, besides what we have, what is available to our use, and what hoops and bounds we got to leap through to, you know, get to access it.
Well, the money that we control, we can put wherever we need to draw whatever.
But what do we control? That's the thing I want to know, you know.
But the money that is deposited directly into the county's coffers, we don't know if it's making us any interest or if the county's getting the interest or anything about that.
That was my question, Susie, and she didn't have a clue.
Right. You know, if they will invest it and give us the interest, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she was talking about possibly doing, but she has to run it by the depository board.
Right.
So. I will try to make a point to go to the meeting. Okay. And be more confused after I leave. No problem.
Any other questions, comments about the treasurer's report? Motion to accept.
Motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Old business, update on credit card late fee reversal.
That has been processed, and I have notified TC that we have received that, I believe, about a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Did you see it on the...
Yes.
Okay, great.
I actually visually saw it and circled it on our vest.
Good.
And I believe it was documented to the packet of the original charge.
Okay.
And we just had the update on the cleaning and maintenance quotes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Part-time position feasibility?
I talked to the county judge. He is adamant that we do not proceed with this until a head librarian is.
And that was exactly what he told me.
Okay. So
he didn't say we couldn't do it. He just said that we needed to have a head librarian
first.
Right,
that's what he told me. So we'll put it on hold, right?
Yes.
Yep. So we kind of covered this already.
Mm-hmm. The interest earned, yes.
And the clarification on sources of revenue. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Patron responsibilities and comment policy committee report.
All right. We have copies. So Anita, Paul, and I met as the committee charged with reviewing this. And we have track change copies. So it just shows you what we're suggesting. How do you want to go through? Do you want me to just walk through it and we can talk about it, or do people want to read through
it? Hit the highlights.
Maybe hit the
where the changes.
Okay, so like as you can see, we removed director, made it head librarian. The big thing really we did was down number six. We deleted the library reserves the right to require persons entering or exiting the building to open and disclose contents of any bags, purses, briefcases, other containers which are being carried or in the possession of those persons. I think we thought that would get cumbersome for library staff and could possibly...
It probably even goes beyond some civil rights. If the staff is in suspect of somebody stealing something, the thing to do is to call the sheriff's office and let them come and inspect the bags.
Yep.
Correct.
So we removed that. We talked about this for a long time, about paying fees. So for folks who have fees in excess of $100, or they've had them for over 90 days, we said the library reserves the right to block checkouts and computer access. And then we just removed repairs, cleaning, and reprocessing on what they have to pay for, because I think that's often kind of negligible, and maybe there's not really, it's hard to kind of give a price for the cleaning and reprocessing of a book, so... Repairs are like tape, you know. Sometimes.
Yeah, how much does a 3-inch strip of tape cost?
Right.
Please don't ask us to figure it out.
So the The thing, we did spend a lot of time going over the children at the library section. And Paul and I took a lot of, you know, feedback from Anita on this because she's was on the committee and is here and interacts with parents and their kids and kind of has firsthand experience on what happens with that. So we kind of took away some stuff that's redundant, like jumping or excessively moving furniture and disruptive behavior. I mean, I think we kind of got that with A, parents are responsible for ensuring appropriate behavior and safety. It kind of covers it. And then there were some arbitrary ages, like 8 and under or 9 to 12, that could be in the library without an adult present. What about kids who are over 13? I mean, it was, so just to make it more clear, we made it kind of less specific.
Well, and we've all seen 18-year-olds that needed exactly. more adult supervision than 5-year-olds.
Exactly.
Yes.
That definitely came up. And then we just added a couple of things to when a child is left after close, what steps will be followed. So the first thing is that we call the parent or guardian before we call the sheriff's office. things like that. And then the biggest change that we made was under the patron conduct responsibilities. So it listed, so under item 2, there was a full page listing every like possible type of bad behavior somebody could engage in at the library, and it just seemed a little silly.
It was,
and yes. It
cumbersome.
And I mean, it's comprehensive, but it's not so comprehensive something wouldn't be on there. Anyway,
I mean, it's okay to be nasty if you were wearing pink, but if you were wearing green,
exactly. you have to be. Yeah.
Exactly. So we just got rid of that and kind of just summed it up with item 3. Engaging in any activities while on library premises that are not related to the proper use of the library will not be tolerated, which was one of the bullets under item 2. So, but it was just kind of, it got
them
all.
That's a good blanket, though, mm-hmm. to throw
it is.
There.
Yeah. And let's see. The other is just formatting stuff, because I translated this from a PDF. And then, oh, I think I need to fix the formatting here on the last page, but we just changed director to head librarian. Oh, and then, so when library privileges are revoked, when someone isn't behaving appropriately, instead of being able to appeal to the board in writing within 2 weeks, we gave them 2 extra weeks. So they have 4 weeks. To appeal to the board on that decision.
A little more cool off.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that is it.
Okay, under the section 6, or part A, section 6,
mm-hmm.
where it says the set amount of $100, is it in our other document we did, and I can't remember exactly which one, doesn't it say that if you owe any fines, your privileges will be lost
it
to
is,
borrow any material.
Was it 25? I'd have to pull it up.
Because we did like 25 cent fees
fee
a day.
Increase, but that hasn't even been approved. I haven't received an update on that.
Oh, it was.
We
approved.
Were looking
yeah.
for
it.
Okay,
it.
We were trying mm-hmm. to look for it yesterday or Friday to find that exactly. But yeah, it was. I believe a set amount. Was it any and all though?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, because what we find out is sometimes people come in and they didn't realize it, and they're regular customers that have,
yeah.
you know, and they're like, oh, and they don't have their purse on it, but they're honest enough to come back in the next time they come in and give it. But even the other day, even though we had this policy, we had someone that has twice returned damaged books, and I called their notifier. I said, you know, we've been able to use these books and we haven't charged you for the small damage, but the third one we're going to have to ask you to pay. So she had fines on hers, and when she tried to come in, we did not allow her to do it. So I think sometimes you have that large amount, but then sometimes you have to, you know, it's kind of comes on a case by case.
I think in that document there was something about the director choosing some of the case by cases, but I don't want this to contradict our other document.
Okay.
Which document is that?
Because it stated in there, because we were looking at I was trying to find it.
That was a long time ago. Library card. I think Bonnie.
It was a library card, but we were looking for the change to go from 10 cents to 25 cents, and we could not find it anywhere. So we even keyed it in to try and get it up on the computer. So if it was updated, we do not have a revised or approved copy.
I know it was too.
And then,
because there was even up,
there was an
wording
update
up to the cost of the book.
Yeah. And Marcus signed off on it, and then
did it go through the county?
Went through the clerk, but
it did. Okay.
I think it did.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we spent a long time on.
I'm wondering if do you have all the paperwork from Bonnie, Dave?
I do. Not on me.
Oh no. Okay. All right.
She could have emailed it to me too. I can see.
Could you see? Because we did not have. We could not find any approved or changed copy in our system.
So I think that this section right here should agree with that document.
Okay.
So hold off till next month on this.
Or we could just approve it with that amendment, or with that.
To meet the.
With that verbiage to match.
Yeah, to match.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, as far as the children being picked up 15 minutes before the library closes, I don't really think they have to be picked up 15 minutes before
We said that if a child is here 15 or 10 minutes before we close, we start making arrangements, you know, because they could be running late. So that was just a...
That's why we said that, because they start to close up and...
They start closing up, a few minutes.
That way, if the child has books or something to check out too, the parent has time to come in and take care of whatever responsibilities they need to and still get out the door by closing time.
It's basically a buffer zone.
Yeah.
And it is for an older child. I have a 3-year-old running around here. I won't be waiting 15 minutes after closing.
No, of course.
Like 15 seconds?
Yes.
No, call me. Okay, we're going to make that change?
Yep.
Motion then, I guess?
Okay.
Did you have something else?
Verbiage to match up whatever's in the other. Do you have a second?
Second.
The motion is to accept this with the verbiage to match
previous
and correspond with the previous policy about that issue. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. This is adopted.
And you'll find that for me, TC?
I will.
Look for it.
Yeah, and I can also I can also always call Bonnie and ask her too.
And I'll wait to sign that until the changes have been made.
Okay.
And we'll look it over.
Okay.
How much time we got?
14 seconds.
Okay, I won't say nothing new. I can't say anything less than 14 seconds. Okay. Was that a no? Okay.
It's going to hurt my feelings.
Anything else on this top part that we need to let you know of? If not, at this time, we will go into executive session for the possibility of employment. We come out of executive session with decision on our choice for the next library director. Head librarian slash?
Yep.
Shall we do a roll call vote?
Oh, okay. Paul Hudson.
Kaylin.
Marcus Flippin.
I'm last.
Oh, that's right. T.C. Burnett.
Caitlin.
Dave Dacus. Caitlin. Danielle Justice.
Anita Beth. Oh, Wilkes.
And Marcus Flippin.
Caitlin.
4-1.
Four to one.
So vote carries for
Caitlin.
Then do we do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our number two choice.
Paul Hudson.
Wilkerson. What?
Hickerson.
Hickerson.
T.C. Burnett.
Mary.
Well, same thing.
Yeah, I know. Hickerson. That's easier.
Danielle Justice.
Caitlin Severs.
Dave Dacus, Mary Hickerson, and Marcus Flippin.
Mary Hickerson. So it is 4. So, for second choice of Mary Hickerson, and 1 vote for Caitlin. That's second choice.
Yeah. Yep.
I will take this information to the judge's office, and that would conclude our meeting for tonight. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Stand up and leave.